ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 24 द रिनंसिएशन ऑफ Kardama Muni, text number 13. Etadvati eva susrusha Karya pitari patrakai Badham iti annamanyate बाधम इति अनुमन्यते गौरवेना गुरुर्वचा एतावति एव शुश्रूषा कार्यापीतरि पत्रकै बाधम इति मन्नो मन्यते गौरवेना गुरुर्वचः एतावति एव शुश्रूषा कार्यापीतरि पृथकै बाधम् इति मनो मन्यते गौरवेना गुरुर्वचः। Word-to-word meaning, etavati, to this extent, eva, exactly, shushrusha, service, karya, oath to be rendered, pitri, to the father, putrakai, by the sons, udhyamiti, accepting. Yes, sir. Annumatya yata. He should obey. Guruvena. With due deference. Gururaha. Of the Guru. Vacha. Commands. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Sons oath to render service to their father exactly to this extent. One should obey the command of his father or spiritual master with due deference, saying, yes, sir. Purport. The two words in this verse are very important. One word is pitri, and the other word is gurur. The son or a disciple should accept the words of his spiritual master and father without hesitation. Whatever the father and the spiritual master order should be taken without argument. Yes. There should be no instance in which the disciple or the son says, this is not correct. I cannot carry it out. When he says that, he is fallen. The father and the spiritual master are on the same platform because the spiritual master is the second father. The higher classes are called Dvija, twice born. Whenever there is a question of birth, there must be a father. The first birth is made possible by the actual father and the second birth is made possible by the spiritual master. Sometimes the father and the spiritual master may be the same man, and sometimes they are different men. In any case, the order of the father or the order of the spiritual master must be carried out without hesitation. With an immediate yes, there should be no argument. That is a real service to father and the spiritual master. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has stated that in order of the spiritual master is the life and soul of the disciples. As a man cannot separate his life from his body, a disciple cannot separate the order of his spiritual master from his life. If a disciple follows the instruction of the spiritual master in that way, he is sure to become perfect. This is confirmed in the Upanishads. The import of Vedic instruction is revealed automatically only to one who has implicit faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and in his spiritual master. One may be materially considered an illiterate man, but if he has faith in the spiritual master and as well as in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the meaning of scriptural revelation is immediately manifested before him. Please repeat after me. The translation: sons oath to render service to their father exactly to this extent. One should obey the command of his father or spiritual master with due deference, saying, "Yes, sir." Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Namayom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurantishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Harimpriye Vancha Kalpa Tarupascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravata Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karuti Vachalam Pangur Langayate Girim Jatripatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Sri Guru Dinatadim. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to speak something on this wonderful subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the Kardama Muni section. I thank Prabhuji for allowing me. Sankarsana Vidya Prabhu also blessed me. So here I am to speak something whichever I have heard and learned from the teachings of Srila Prabhupada and my Seksha Guru and all other devotees. So it is stated in the scriptures that Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatrik Vidhing Vina Aikantiki Harir Bhakti Utpatahi Kalpate. Whatever we learn, whatever we do in our devotional service, that should be backed and supported by the Shruti or Vedas and Smriti, the histories or Puranas. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam is very special. Actually, Srila Prabhupada has given us such wonderful system of devotional service where if we just from Mangalarati to Srimad Bhagavatam class we attend every day, the Panchanga Bhakti of devotional service which Rupa Goswami says has been done so nice way. Deity worship, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the great Bhagavat, and as well as staying in the Dham. And actually Prabhupada temples are non-different from the Dhams because the Krishna is personally residing here. So we see that Srimad Bhagavatam is so wonderful, and the greatest Vaishnava, Shiva, is so satisfied with Krishna Katha and Krishna Naam. So we know that in Srimad Bhagavatam only there is a description of churning of the ocean, and the first thing that came out from the churning of the ocean is wish or poison, and who was being called to drink that poison? Lord Shiva. But at the end, when Amrit came, did anyone call Shiva to drink that Amrit? Is there Srimad Bhagavatam speaks about it? Yes or no?
No.
So we say Hare Krishna. No. Or nobody send him, as you know, little Amrit also, that Prabhuji, you saved us, so take some Amrit. But actually Shiva is not at all bothered about that Amrit. Why? Because Shiva is totally drenched and already drinking two nectars or Amrit, Krishna Namamrit and Krishna Kathamrit. He is always chanting the holy name of the Lord, which is nectar. And he is always immersed and hearing the beautiful pastimes of Krishna, which is actually nectar. So in this way we see that how Prabhupada also gives importance of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is called Amara Puran. So here we are discussing this specific shloka. And the shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam is such that our acharyas have given different angle discussions on one shloka. It's very, very vivid. Srimad Bhagavatam's one shloka, Janmayascha Jatha, this shloka, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave week for with one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, this one word of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7 days. So I have chosen a little discussion depending on my understanding and whatever I have learned. So we will be discussing that. So here it has been stated that father and the spiritual master, whatever they say, you have to say, yes sir. My spiritual master, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, gave a lecture. He said, for ISKCON devotees, there is a shloka. He said, in the initial days, the shloka was, you are here to do or die. No, you are here not to ask why, you are here to do or die. You don't have to ask any question. Whatever Srila Prabhupada has been asking us to do, whatever our spiritual master is asking, our authorities are asking, just do it. And that's a standard. That's the way that Srimad Bhagavatam is also saying. And those who say no, or having some doubt, they are considered, Prabhupada is saying, fallen. So now, in today's parameter, today's understanding this, it will be a little strange for so-called model civilized people. That you just asked, you know, to do, and you don't ask any question, you just say, okay, yes sir. It's not possible. Why it is not possible? Because it is also stated in the scripture that if one person is becoming guru or father, the only responsibility, the main responsibility of being guru and father is to take the disciple or the son or the daughter to Krishna. That's a scriptural injunction. You cannot become a father unless and until you have the strength, or mother, and the strength that you can take your subordinate, your son and daughter or disciple to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is to say that if I am confident about myself, it is his pastime, that all my children will go back to Krishna, then I should have got married and I should have made a lot of children. But it's, I don't know, I don't have that faith. I don't know whether it is going to happen or not. So unless and until one become, you see, here is a potent disciple, Kradama Muni. And who is instructing? He is getting the order from a potent Vaishnava. And he is Brahma. So similarly, you will see, Kradama Muni is so powerful with devotional activities and devotional service that his wife Devavati is also a potent personality of getting that mercy. And how everything becomes very wonderful when one person is situated in the Suddha Sattva or in the devotional life, they are very, very focused, then only this relationship becomes very wonderful. And unless and until one is having this potency or dedication, one should not become a guru and one should not become a father or mother also. It has been stated in the scripture. But when, you know, in today's world, you know, sometimes we see, Prabhupada tells a story. And in today, if you are, a father will never ask a son, do it. He will give explanations. Then he will request. Why? Because the world is like that. The father or the mothers are not as they were in the Vedic time. Prabhupada tells a story that one boy, he sees one man every day on Sunday. Because the lifestyle is such in today's world. When the son is sleeping, the parents are coming back from the office. And when he is sleeping only, the parents are going for job. So one son is asking to his mother on Sunday, every Sunday I see a man coming to our house, who is he? So the mother says, hey, what you are talking about? It is your father. He is your papa. Then he said, oh, Sunday papa. Only in Sundays only we see our father and not other time. But that's not the Vedic culture. Vedic culture is that the father and the son is having such good relation. Just like Guru is having a relation, very deep, deep relationship with his disciple. Previously we see also that they are having so much faith among themselves that whatever the Guru says, they will do it. We hear the beautiful pastime of Upamanyu. You heard about Upamanyu? You want to hear? In his Puranas, there is a story of Upamanyu. He was so dedicated to his Gurudev. So he was very, what do you call, food lover. Now he used to eat a lot. So his Guru said, you go and beg. So whatever he used to beg, Guru is saying that, you know, he is eating only. His empty bag comes. So he said, hey, it is, you know, you should beg for me, you should not beg and eat. So he started fasting because Guru said. So what he used to do, he used to go for begging, and whenever he will see a cow, he will drink the milk. And then he said that Guru understood. And Guru said that, hey, you are not eating, you must be doing something. He said, yes, yes, Guru Maharaj. Because I am having such a hunger, what to do? I am drinking the cows in the field. Hey, this is not good. That food is for the calf. And who is maintaining the cow? You should not drink that also. It's okay. Then what he used to do, you know, in hunger what he will do, because Guru said no, no, no to all the things. So what he did, he drank the milk which is coming from Akanda flower. That is a flower which Shiva takes. And there is a white, milk comes out if you break the branches. And because of drinking that, he got blind. And he fell down in a ditch, in a well actually. But then, just to test his Guru Nishtha, you know, the Kumaras, Ashwini Kumaras came and bought a nice cake for him, very tasty. And he said that, Upamanyu, we bought it for you. Take this. He said that, unless and until my Guru Maharaj tells, I can't eat. And they became so happy. They give, because you know that they are the best doctors you can find in this world. You know, in the Swarga Loka. So immediately, you know, he got back his eyes. And he was very beloved to his Guru Maharaj. Why? And it is said that if you are following the instruction of your guru, if your father, and father must be a father like a, you know, the devotee who wants his son to be going back to the spiritual world. You can see the example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is a powerful, potent father who is instructing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his ideal son. We have in our parampara only these examples, such wonderful examples. So you see that when that works, you know, the guru gives instruction and we are having faith in the guru's words, in the words of our spiritual master, then you know everything follows automatically. You don't have to struggle. And again, you can give, we can, I can give an example of, you know, there was a disciple of Ramanujacharya. He was so obedient, when Prabhupada writes here, that he was so obedient that, and he was not a literate person. He used to bring water for his Guru Maharaj and he will wash the clothes of his Guru Maharaj. So one day, and he, you know, he was doing it for such a long time that he got a, what do you call that, ghao. He got a, wound in his head. So one day Ramanujacharya touched and what happened? Because I am bringing water. No problem, Guru Maharaj. So one day he was supposed to cross the river, River Kaveri, to that side, opposite side. And he will go for a debate that how Vaishnavism is the greatest. And all his, learned disciples were there waiting for Guru Maharaj to go. And Ramanujacharya was waiting for this disciple to come. And he was saying that, why you are waiting? We are all here, the disciples, learned disciples, scholar disciples are standing. And they said, what go you are doing? I am waiting for someone. And this disciple comes with his water pot and his clothes. And then Ramanujacharya said that, you come with me. They were astonished. Why? He does not know how to spell anything. So he goes. And then to everybody's surprise, Ramanujacharya asked this disciple to speak and debate in the debate. And he himself got confused, what my Guru Maharaj is saying. But when he stood up, because of the blessing, Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, because he got the vision given by his spiritual master, a pure devotee of Krishna, he defeated and, he conquered, because one simple thing, that he just followed and served all the orders in a very simple heart. So in the same way also, we see, if the father or the guru is potent and the disciple is potent, and the disciple also knows what to follow and what is the power of my guru and my father. The biggest example is again Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a pastime of Jamadagni. Jamadagni means Parashuram. Jamadagni's son, right? So his father came to know that his mother is having some unchaste thought, and he ordered his son. What he ordered? Cut off the head of your mother. The father is ordering. And what he said? Yes, yes sir. Yes, father. Because he knows the power of my father, of his father. Not an ordinary person. He's a powerful personality. So immediately, the Lord himself, doing this, whatever Srimad Bhagavatam speaks, Krishna is personally acting in. Apane acharya vidhi jagate sikha. He personally is acting all the things, all the principles, and he is doing that. So in Jamadagnya means Parashuram, when his father ordered that, kill, immediately he cut off. Without a second thought. And then what happened? The father was very happy. And father said, I want to give you a boon. He said that, bring back my mother. And she should not remember anything and whatever has happened. So again, she came back as if she is coming out from a deep sleep. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking, the scriptures are speaking that if these two personalities, the guru and the disciple, and the father and the son, they are following the rules and regulations and the path of devotional life, and if they have faith in each other, if the guru says, and if he says just yes, we will do it, you see the miracle. Because the pure devotee, guru or a Vaishnav, is there are pure devotees, and when they actually know what is the heart of Krishna, tomara hridaye sada govinda vishram govinda kahen mama vaishnava paran, they know that what Krishna wants actually, and they also know, the guru also know, the father also knows that what is our condition, how much we can take. It is not, you know, that like Prabhupada gave different orders and different special instructions to special devotees and different devotees in different time. It will be never, because just like guru understands things, that how a disciple, how much he can do it. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita and Purport, Prabhupada says the guru is something like he chews. Many birds, if you see, many animals, they chew a bit, the mother or a father, then gives that chewed thing to the baby. Similarly, guru also understands that this whole Vedic scriptures are vast. They cannot understand. So I will make it more simplified for them that they can understand. So those, you know, who follow in that way, that I have full faith in my spiritual master, and whatever he says, if I follow, I will be happy. And then things takes on its own space and everything becomes very easy. There are so many examples in the scriptures also. If you see, Lord Rama also followed his father. Krishna also followed his father from the very beginning, when Krishna was very small. There is a very beautiful pastime there. Krishna was once asked by his mother, Yashoda, can you bring the slippers of his father, of your father? And who is actually maintaining the whole creation, who is the source of everything? He is holding the sandals, wooden sandals of Nanda Maharaj in his head and bringing it to Nanda Maharaj. And by seeing that, all the Brajavasis and all the people there, they were so much enjoying their spiritual bliss. So these are the things that teaches us. Even in Ramayana, if you see, that the Guru says, Vasishtha Muni says to the Dashrath Maharaj, don't worry, give Lama and Lakshman to Vishwamitra. I am taking the responsibility, don't worry. And immediately what happens? Ram is God, but he got all the weapons of Vishwamitra Muni. And he was blessed. Why? He just followed. Even in Ram Lila also you see that how, you know, Lakshman is following Lord Ram. Because he is Ram also as a guru and giving instruction to Lakshman, elder brother. Lakshman is just saying, yes, I don't have any other, no hither, no other, only whatever the Lord is saying. And his whole motivation is that I just want to make Ram happy. So once in Ramayana it is stated that when they went to Dandakaranya, so Lord Ram asked Lakshman that you make your own hut. So Lakshman said, how can you say that, my Lord? How can I have a hut? Because it's not my duty, or it is not my stage, or in a position to have a hut and stay. I will be taking care of you. So he made a hut for Ram and Sita, and he went up to the hill and he used to observe that nobody is harming Lord Ram. That's way, you know, that is the way of a disciple to serve his spiritual master. That is the way that a son should serve his father. Obviously, the father needed to be a person like, you know, a devotee who understands the scriptural injunctions and follows the beautiful path of devotional service. So, even Shankaracharya also says, you know, Guru Rukta Vakye Manashahi Lagnam, that whatever the guru says, if the spiritual master is saying something, it is good for me and I should follow that very nicely. So, here we see that we put faith in so many things in our life. We don't ask any question at all. In a simple things we put faith. Just like we go for haircut, I'm talking about brahmacharis, I'm talking about those who stay outside, We go for barber, then we sometimes, we don't know, the barber may be a mad person. By cutting, without cutting, you know, he is having a knife or a, and he can cut this also. But we have faith, we go and sleep there also sometimes. And so much faith we have. Right? And also sometimes we see that, you know, we have put faith in the airplane. I was coming, and then in the flight was like in air pockets. Boom, boom, boom. I was thinking, not like this, maybe a little bit more time, Krishna. I want to take... I want to take darshan of Radha Vallabhji. You know, not now, maybe give me some time. But if we put faith in Air Asia flights, pilots, and we put faith in, you know, in so many things, so many people, doctors. That was, you know, I went through an operation called appendicitis, and I was in the operation theater. I hope that and pray that nobody should go in operation theaters. And the doctors with lot of masks and everything comes and asks me, are you confident? And I said, you have to be confident, not me. You know. Then he said, joke of the day. You know. So the thing is, we, you know, and then in, any one of you having experience of operation and anesthesia, they ask you to take count from 10 to 1. At least they asked me to do. And within 7, I was tomb. Nothing. And then you marovi rakhovi joi chatohar. Vaishnav bhajans. You don't know. Whatever you do, my lord, the doctor. Then we put faith in school teachers. We put faith in everything. Grocery shop. Those who are getting. In India, you don't know what you are getting actually. You know, even if you buying a parval or a brinjal, you need to wash it 5 times. Then the real color will come. You know, so, but we put faith. We put faith in everything. So once one person asked Srila Prabhupada, you are worshipping Krishna, and if Krishna is not there, then what will happen? Then Prabhupada called that person and said, okay, just for argument's sake, let's take this, Krishna is not there. But what's the problem? Even if Krishna is not there, we are enjoying or not? We are dancing Guru Puja, we are chanting in Mangalarati, we are taking beautiful darshan, prasadam ki, then we are having Rath Yatra, we are having festivals, we are having everything. Yes or no, Haribol? So what is the problem? Even if Krishna is not there, we are enjoying. We are happy. Then Prabhupada became grave and said, and if Krishna is there, then what will happen to you? Because you are not following anything. So the thing is, Krishna is there. And we must have faith, and we are having faith. That's why we are trying our level best to follow the devotional service. So it is stated also that if we are putting faith in so many material piti-piti things, so why we are not having putting faith? We must put more faith and full faith in the words of the scriptures. The scriptures, whatever they are saying, they are Vedvakya, it will never change. It will be always same. For now, even after so many years passed also, it will be all same. So in Bengali there is a saying, if somebody argues, you know, I am saying this and it should be, and they will immediately ask, is Vedvakya? Are your words are coming from the Vedas? In India, they fight also spiritual, by giving spiritual quotations. Okay. So it is Vedvakya. So why? Because it is not going to change. And if you follow as it is, what Prabhupada has given us, 16 rounds minimum chanting, 4 regulatory principles, Ekadashi, and association of devotees. So easy. Nothing to, you know, worry. And whatever our authorities are saying, our temple devotees are saying, our seniors are saying, that follow. It's also simple. Why do we use our brain? Because already has been, Prabhupada said, there is something written in one Gaudiya Math, there was written in the wall, Sri Chaitanya Research Institute. So Prabhupada looked at it and said, what is to be researched of? It has already been searched everything. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is the ultimate. So why to research? Everything is searched only. So the thing is, we just have to do one thing. And what? We must have faith in the words of the scriptures, our guru, our devotees, and then you see the magic. Because faith can shake mountains. And actually, Krishna says also, even if you do little bit, salpamapi asya dharmasya trayato mahatobhayat, you will be saved from biggest calamity. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells a beautiful story, which I was narrating yesterday in one program, that what is faith? So, in a village, you know, there was islands. In one island, there was a brahmana staying, and a milkmaid used to come for selling ghee for the yajna. So one day she became late. So this brahmana was furious. And the brahmana was saying that, you are too much. Then what to do? The boatman was not there. The boatman was there, what is the problem? It's a small river, Ganga only. By taking Krishna's names, Govinda's name, Mukunda's name, the whole material ocean you can cross. Material ocean you can cross. What to speak about small Ganga, Hariba? So, you must have faith and chant and cross. So he just said. And then what happened? This Mataji came early, more earlier in the next day. Then he got astonished. How did you cross? Because I know the boatman will start a little bit later. Then she said that I just took Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And crossed. And okay, you prove. And then what happened? She just closed her eyes and just started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you know, she crossed. Two times, not only one time, two times. And by seeing that, this brahmana said, Hare, I am chanting, doing yajna and so many things, let me try also. So he just started walking Govinda and was drowning. Similarly, you know, other people caught him. So the thing is that, if you have faith, you know, Mukham garuti vachalam pangur langayate grim. Bhagavatam says, Jatkripatam ham bandi paramananda mahatapam. Just imagine what Srila Prabhupada has done because he had faith. You know, in a Gaudibadi lane, Ultradanga Junction Road, Srila Prabhupada was young. In 1922, Prabhupada met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he just asked, you know, he defeated him. And then he asked Abhay that just preach Krishna consciousness in the Western country in English. And this was just like a bhakti bij staying in his heart, in Srila Prabhupada's heart. And just for all of your pleasure, the place where that happened, ISKCON is owning now that place. So anytime you are coming to Kolkata, let me know. You can visit this place. Also, we got Prabhupada's birthplace as well. And the jackfruit tree also, underneath which Srila Prabhupada took birth. Is ISKCON. Haribol. So you must come. So the thing is, Prabhupada took it. Prabhupada took it so sincerely that he did it. And you see the kirti of Srila Prabhupada. Because he just followed whatever is there. Mahaprabhu says, Prithivite Ravajata Nagaradi Gram Sarvata Prachara Iva Moranam. My name, the holy name, will be spreading in whole over world. So it is stated by Chanakya Pandit. Chalat chittam, chalat bittam, chalat jivana jovanam, chalat chalat idam sarvam, kirtir jasya sa jivati. So chalat chittam, you know, mind is flickering and chanchal. Chalat chittam, chalat bittam. The wealth is also will go away. Chalat chittam, chalat bittam, chalat jivana jovanam. Even the life and the youth will go away. Chalat chalat idam sarvam. Everything will go away. You understanding? Chalat chalat idam sarvam. Everything will go away. But one thing will stay away. Chalat chalat idam sarvam kirtir jasya sa jivati. Kirti means when you do wonderful thing. And through that wonderful activity you stay back. And what is the most ultimate wonderful thing? What is the greatest vidya? And that is distributing Krishna Katha, distributing, you know, this mercy of Krishna. So Prabhupada did that. And you see, in this 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada, how beautifully the whole world, ISKCON world, is celebrating, because this is the proof. What Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj said, he never argued, he never asked anything, he just said, "Yes, sir." Because he was a great personality, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he is a great personality, Srila Prabhupada. In the same way, if we just follow Srila Prabhupada, if you follow and whatever Srila Prabhupada is saying in his books, in his teachings, in his lectures, if you just follow, no addition, no subtraction. Sometimes, you know, mind becomes, it is, you know, sthan, kal, patra, time, place and circumstances. We give so many arguments and we try to minimize certain things. We want to compromise something. No. If you just do whatever Srila Prabhupada has said, and you will see the magic. And many Srila Prabhupada disciples, they did. And you may not, you know, sometimes Guru also asks you certain things. Prabhupada asks many of his disciples to do certain things which at that time was not possible, but it is possible now. So Giriraj Maharaj got an instruction from Srila Prabhupada that you write books. But at that time the Juhu temple was coming, and you know the pastime of Juhu temple in Prabhupada Lilamrita. It was so hard for him to write down anything. So he went to Srila Prabhupada and said that, "Prabhupada, you know, it's so difficult. You asked me to write something. It is your instruction. And as a disciple, I need to follow that." It is stated in the scripture in Hari Bhakti Vilas that if you are not following Guru's instruction, you should die. You should commit suicide. This is the word of Hari Bhakti Vilas. And also it is said that if the Guru is saying something and you are not following it, and the Guru is taking Samadhi, you should take Samadhi with him alive. If you are not ready to follow the instruction. That's the strictness. That's the dedication that a disciple must have towards his Guru. So then Giriraj Maharaj was told by Srila Prabhupada that, "Don't worry, Guru's instruction cannot be neglected, but it can be postponed." And now you can see Maharaj is writing so many nice books. You know, this Million Moons, Many Moons, then, you know, Watering the Seed or something. Very nice books have come up. So after such a long time, because the potency is there. The potency is there. I remember one pastime of Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. If you want, then I can share with all of you. You want to hear? So in Radha Damodar bus party, every brahmachari was joining, and there was little tension. So all the temple presidents were telling to Srila Prabhupada that this Radha Damodar bus party and Tamal Krishna Maharaj buses are making lot of disturbances. So you need to do something with Maharaj. So previous day night, in one conversation, you know, Tamal Krishna Maharaj just said that, you know, "If nothing works, I will go to China." So then what happened? Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and he said that, "Well, I have decided that you should go to China." And at that time, going to China means it's less like nirvasan. Nirvasan means you are putting in jail someone. It's so difficult to preach there. Then he said that, "I was just joking." I said, no, "I want you to go." So I am not joking. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "And what about, you know, Radha Damodar bus party?" Then Prabhupada became a little upset and angry, and Prabhupada said, "I have given you the service and I am taking away all your service. Either you go to China or you go to Mayapur and chant every day 64 rounds. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, "It is your desire, and whatever is your desire is actually my desire, and I need to follow that because I love you. So it is your desire to I should go to China, I will go to China." And Prabhupada became so happy. He embraced him, and all the other devotees were at the back side, actually, you know, opposite side of the door, waiting what is happening inside. So you know, Tamagrishna Maharaj Gurudev was brought by Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, Tamagrishna Maharaj is ready now to go to China. And everybody said, so you know, this is the way that whole ISKCON has been established. The disciples, you know, if you read the history, they just did whatever Srila Prabhupada asked them to do. And because they did, so we are, our generation is having so much opulence. Just Prabhupada said that you do it. I remember that the dedication of Guru's service, I will tell another pastime which I really appreciate, and I was stunned when I heard that. Prabhupada was very sick, and Prabhupada was there in Haridwar, and he was, you know, the home was Ganga Darshan, that house was a little bit above Ganga, you know, that hills. So Prabhupada was taking massage, and during that time Prabhupada was not taking prasad. So as they were massaging, so suddenly Prabhupada said, if I can get a little water from Ganga, then I can drink. So the Tamagrishna Maharaj took that lota and from third floor jumped on Ganga and bought water for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada drank without changing dress, huh? And he just jumped and swam, bought that water, gave it to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada drank that, a big bulge comes out, you know, and Prabhupada said, accepted. Now this is, you know, I'm telling that all Srila Prabhupada disciples, they did so much for Srila Prabhupada, for our society. And it's so wonderful, because of their unflinching faith in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's why, you know, we are so happy. So what we need to do actually, what I understand from my seniors, from my authorities, we just follow, because they know what is good for us. Guru knows what is good for us. Our authorities know what is good for us, because they are experienced. We don't have to bog our mind. You have some doubts, you can humbly ask. Tadbiddhi pranipate na pariprashana sevaya upadekshantite jnanam ganinam sate darshana. Humbly request, I am having some confusion. In today's world, previous world, I told you already, do or die, you are not here, right to ask why. You know, it's not like that, but time is changing. But even if you are asking, you know, because nowadays gurus are also, you know, spiritual masters also understand that condition of the disciple. They want to teach. The disciples, they don't want. You know, there is an example I will give, that in there was, you know, Santa and Banta. You heard about this? So there were two disciples. Very lazy disciples, you know, Santa and Banta. In India is very common. So the Santa and Banta, they were disciples of one guru, and guru is also their guru, okay? So he knows what is Santa and what is Banta. So this guru is having a, you know, shaligram to worship, and you need to arrange certain amount of tulsi leaves and some flowers. So one day, and once he is sitting in the asana to worship, he will never get up. That's a vow he has taken. Now he knows this Santa Banta is very lazy. So one day he saw the tulsi is not there, but he already sat down. What to do? And these lazy disciples, and he has to teach also these disciples that everything should be perfect and they should not be lazy. So the Santa Banta was resting. So the guru said, hey, you have not given tulsi. Guru Maharaj, what is tulsi? You don't know? No, I don't know. Come here, both of you. And they said that Guru Maharaj will personally go and take, you know, because that is understanding in today's world. But the guru was very intelligent guru. He said, come here, Santa and Banta, because he cannot give up the asana. Like I am sitting here. And he said, now lift me up. Take me to the garden, I will show you the tulsi leaves. And Santa and Banta took him, and they were like sweating. His guru was real guru. Guru means bhari, guru means heavy. Another meaning of guru. So, you know, he was so heavy, and then Santa Manda said, okay, I will show you. And then he knows where is Tulsi. The Santa Manda knows. They were going that side. Guru said, no, I think that side we have to go. So he did 3 times Tulsi Parikrama, Hariba. And then comes in front of Tulsi and said, this is Tulsi. So you have to take this. And then everything, you will remember? Yes, definitely. So Guru knows how to, you know, in today's world the concept of disciple is different. In a Guru disciple course there was very nice one joke that Guru asked his disciple, you know how to climb up in the coconut tree? He said that, no, Gurudev. So Guru went, then he bought a coconut. Do you know how to cut it? No, Gurudev. Okay, then Guru cut it and offered it to Krishna with a pipe. You know how to drink? So many times I said, you know, how can I say no now? Please drink. So this is our condition, you know. Our means my condition, not your. But the thing is that, you know, in Vedic system was totally different. And if we stick to our Vedic principles, even I have seen also in my life, I have practiced it and I have seen that to my spiritual master, I didn't ask any question. I served him in 4 times. 1999, 96 I got his darshan. 99 I served him in Vrindavan, I got initiation. 2000 I served him in Calcutta. And in last time when he came to India in Mayapur, I also served him as a cook. And I feel that I was working at that time in architecture firm as interior designer professionally. And I had a desire to join ashram. So I asked one day Gurudev that I love my parents, but also I want to join and want to dedicate my life for Krishna. What to do? Because Bengalis are very attached to their parents. Any Bengalis apart from me? Anyway, no problem. And Prabhupadism, you know. Prabhupada is from Calcutta. So, you know, I asked him that how to make my parents devotee. And then you know what he said? You join ashram. You join ashram and slowly they will all become devotees. And I tell you, my father is initiated now, brother is trying to become a devotee, mother already passed away. And I am seeing that, you know, the whole thing changed in my family and they are all so against because I was joining. But now, after I joined, by seeing my life, my small endeavor to serve Srila Prabhupada, all my family members are so happy and they are so trying their level best to become Krishna conscious. So Gurudev said that you just come and join and serve Srila Prabhupada and things will take place. So I have seen that in my understanding that it really works and it is very, very special. Our organization is a very pure organization. Our philosophy is very pure. And our lifestyle is very blissful lifestyle. Prabhupada was being asked by some devotees in Calcutta. Actually, they were students of St. Xavier's College. That, do you have a discotheque in Mayapur because you are making a temple there, you are making a city there? And Prabhupada said that, wherever we go, you make the discotheque first. And our discotheque starts from 4:30 in the morning only. Previously it was 4:15. 4:15 onwards our discotheque starts. That is Harinam Sankirtan. So that is Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is having all the answers of ours, which is, you know, disturbing us. If you read, if you follow, just follow. No need to do anything else. No permutation and combination. No analysis, then you will have paralysis. You know, no nothing. Just everything is, Prabhupada says, everything is there in my books. And it is such a simple way, simple. And if you just have faith in Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, there was one beautiful pastime. Prabhupada said that 64 rounds you have to chant. And devotees were little, one or two said, Hari Bol. And Prabhupada said, okay, 32. And some people said, Hari Bol. But maximum were a little mum. And then Prabhupada said, okay, 16, not less than that. Then everybody said, Hari Bol. And then jokingly, Srila Prabhupada said, and those who are not happy with that, they can catch my dhoti. I will take you to spiritual mark. The Prabhupada is like that. Prabhupada knows us. I will tell you another pastime. Prabhupada was in a room. You know, Prabhupada was in a program in the US, and then he went inside in the room to take rest. And as he went inside to take rest, you know, devotees were thinking, what does a pure devotee do when he's inside alone? So they started looking in the keyhole and saw that from other sides Prabhupada is also looking towards them. this is Prabhupada. this is Prabhupada. You know, he knows what is going on inside. One devotee bought a small bag for Srila Prabhupada, because he saw that Prabhupada's another bag was getting old, and he also wanted to keep it. It was a little bigger bag that Prabhupada had. And then Prabhupada said, he had a desire inside that he wanted to take that bag as a prasad. That was his mentality. So he gave it to Prabhupada, the small bag. And Prabhupada, what he did, he took that small bag and put inside the bigger bag. And then went in front of the mirror and said, how do I look? Nice? And then the devotee said, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Another devotee, he wanted to take Srila Prabhupada's lotus shoes as a prasad. So what he did, he bought same to same. And he exchanged it before Prabhupada is coming out from the room. So Prabhupada wore that, touched him and said, you can take that old one, no problem. Because he knows, Guru knows, in a simple thing. Because he understands. It's like a father can understand, the mother can understand by seeing the plate what you need in the prasad. Mother does not have to ask how much chapatis, how much sabji you want. Because of love. And that is Srila Prabhupada's love. That is Gurudev Guru's love. Prabhupada knows everything. So you don't have to, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, we are donkeys in Tikiji's diary. And Prabhupada said, very good. As long as you think you are a donkey, I can do something with you. But if you think you are a horse, you are gone. In Bengali, there is a saying, ghoda ke, gadha ke pitiye ghoda kara. I don't know how to translate it. Gadhe ko mar ke ghoda banana. That is a Bengali term. So you beat a donkey and make it a horse. So that is Srila Prabhupada. So basically in the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada, this beautiful ISKCON that Srila Prabhupada has given us, we should make it more glorious. And how to make it? By becoming more faithful to Srila Prabhupada and following and representing it in a very simplified way, which Srila Prabhupada did. Then Prabhupada will be very happy. And if Prabhupada is happy, who will be happy? Krishna will be happy. Mor bhakto na puje, more puje matra, dambhikshe na hoy, mor kipar patra. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, the person who is just worshipping me is not my devotee. Who is worshipping my devotee is actually my devotee. So thank you very much for your wonderful, you have been a very wonderful audience to hear. I'm very encouraged to speak. I'm very happy to be here. I heard many glories of this temple. It was a nostalgic it was a dream coming true for me to come to this beautiful Radha Balla's picture. I have seen from 1995 in the old coming back book. You remember, Prabhu? There is an old coming back book. Radha Balla's picture is there. Advertisement of ISKCON in Australia, Melbourne. So when I saw, because no other ISKCON temples have Krishna's eyes like this, like traditional Gaudiya Vaishnava. eyes. These are Shankar eyes, but they're not Shankar chok. You know, conch shell eyes. And which I like very much. Gaudiya Vaishnava, this style. Very unique in Melbourne. And worshipable deity and installed by Srila Prabhupada. So I'm very thankful for your kripa on me. That I wanted to share something. Anyway, I can serve. Please come to Calcutta whenever you're going to Mayapur. Wonderful places to see. And Janardhanas Prabhu, you know? Janardhanas Prabhu, we took 3 days safari to Calcutta. So Janardhanas Prabhu said that I never ever had such blissful experience and remembrance of Prabhupada that I had now in these 3 days I stayed in Calcutta. You can see Srila Prabhupada's school, Prabhupada's college, Prabhupada's house, his mother's house, his birthplace, the deity Radha Govinda, where Prabhupada said my spiritual life started in Harrison Road, the Bagbazar Gaudiya Mart, you can see the tea and me house, we are trying to buy that also. The tea and me, you remember? His wife said, you want tea or you want me? So that house where he hired and he stayed. So many places, also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 7 days stayed in Calcutta. And Calcutta is having the biggest Vaishnava museum where you can see Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami's handwritings, Nityananda Prabhu's handwriting, Mahaprabhu's signs, all these things. And the charcoal painting of Pratapadra Maharaja, Mahaprabhu's painting in Gambhira sitting. So all these places I am giving an advertisement. So I hope you are convinced. So please come as a group also, we can take care of you, just you let me know. And Sukhdev Prabhu, I will give my address and phone number. Anyway, it is there in the net also. So you can visit this place. Calcutta, you can see in a different angle, apart from Rasgullas and traffic jam. So we have released a book also called The Hidden Treasure of Kolkata. These are the hidden treasures. You can have a 2 days, will be advisable, and you will get to see many places connected to Srila Prabhupada. I don't think so we have time for question answer. I am personally present. Anyone have any question or any doubt, so they can come to me, because it is already 8:45. Thank you so much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.